acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rachel Zoe here, and we're going back to the Rachel Zoe Project for a very special takeover on my podcast, Climbing in Heels. Come with me as I take you back to season one to give you all the behind-the-scenes details and drama. I'll be joined by some special guests that'll be helping me share the real stories behind the most iconic moments in the show. So do not miss this special takeover of Climbing in Heels. It's going to be bananas. Listen to Climbing in Heels with Rachel Zoe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another time, another place. A peasant village. Open doors onto empty huts, mud, desolation. And a child, a girl. The plague has been here. In the cart, bodies piled high. The girl's whole family amongst them.
Get away, girl. There's nothing for you here.
She stands, pitifully thin, her bare feet in the mud. It's cruelly cold and her feet are beginning to freeze. She begs for food.
No food here, nothing. Nothing for you. You want to climb in with the dead little girl? Huh? Get away, or we'll throw you in with the rest of them.
She has nowhere to go. No one to go to. If she had any tears, she would weep, but she has none left. She turns and stumbles away, and pauses. In the mud, something glints. She kneels to pick it up. A corpse gift, fallen from a dead hand, a tiny gold coin. She picks it up, wipes it clean. She has no pocket, so she puts it in her mouth and walks away.
A rat!
Yes, Madam Thelma. There are always rats on ships, I am afraid.
And artists, too, I sincerely hope, Captain. That is why you have been paid a great deal to deliver... Well, to bring him to our city. Yes?
Signor Piero is celebrated throughout the world.
What, being late? Where is he?
He will appear when he appears.
Not when I'm paying the bills. He won't. Go and get him.
Go! The Mistress Fatima is not used to waiting.
Yes, madam. Yes.
Is this a mistake, Angel?
A mistake, Master?
Close the window. I can smell the damn port. Tar and bad spices and...
I think you should get up, Master. They will be waiting to receive you.
I hate this place already. Pour me some wine.
You're always like this, at the beginning of a great project. You're a great artist.
No, but it's so hard.
Think about it. The mysterious empire of Tuman Bay. Who else of your contemporaries has been here? There is mystery and beauty to be found, and the rewards are great.
Really? From all I hear, they're not exactly overflowing with gold.
But think what it will mean for your reputation.
You're right. Angel, you're always right. I need a coup. I need to do something extraordinary. A great panorama full of drama.
That's more like it. One in the eye for that bastard and his bloody seal.
Yes.
Signor Piero, are you ready?
How do I look?
Like the god of art.
Then here we go.
Signor Piero. What a pleasure. Thank you for...
They lied.
What are you talking about?
They told me you're Queen Mother. Surely they lie, unless the Sultana is a mere child. I kneel before you. I am your humble devotee, madam.
Nonsense, Signor. Your reputation precedes you. Your name stands above all others, the greatest of the great.
And your reputation precedes you, madam, the savior of Tuman Bay. A great ruler, indeed, perhaps the greatest, once the world sees your portrait. Angel, help me up. I see you, in purple.
I hate purple.
Or green, like nature herself. The queen of nature.
Or gold?
Or gold.
Gold. It's my favorite color. Yes, you are indeed a master.
Tuman Bay, Season 4, Episode 2. Glass Souls by Mike Walker.
She's awful, isn't she?
She does have a certain style, Master.
Like a viper.
She's not actually Queen Mother, either. Just some governor's wife who happened to have an army and a hunger for power.
How do you know these things, Angel?
That's what you pay me for. When you pay me.
You're receiving an education, and it's better than prison.
I would have been out by now.
I don't think it's power she wants. Not that alone, at least. I can see it in her eyes. I've noticed it in a lot of my subjects. A hunger for something. A fear of something. What's that? A temple?
More of a ruin.
But somehow... magnificent.
They've been under occupation for...
What happened?
Wait inside. Master, I'll find out. What is it, driver?
You just ran out in front.
I'm all right.
Sir, are you hurt?
I have to go. Please.
Sir?
I have to see him. I have to go.
What is it, Angel?
I have to see the Grand Master.
Sir?
I have to see him. Make way. Make way. Take me to the Grand Master. Please do.
Is he all right?
Seems to be. Odd fellow. Some kind of monk, I think. He's running after those soldiers.
The fearsome Balarak. The armor. All that iron and steel. It'll look fine with the silk and the flesh. The hard edge. The soft curve. You know, Angel, I'm beginning to see possibilities in this place after all.
Halt! What do you want? Stop!
I can't. I have to see the Grandmaster.
Gather your breath, Pilgrim.
I'm Bello. He told me to come to see him if anything happened. I have to see him.
All right. Wait here.
Grandmaster.
What is it?
I'm sorry to disturb you at your devotions. It is the monk, Bello. He says he must speak to you.
Send him in.
This way, Effendi. Through here.
Shall I leave you?
No, stay. Bello, speak.
I'm so sorry, Grandmaster. I don't know how it happened. You told me to keep you informed. I came at once. I don't know what to say. It was a...
Stop.
What?
Breathe.
He's gone. The Hafiz.
Gone?
I went to his room this morning to wake him, and he was no more.
He is no longer of this world, you mean?
I mean, he's vanished. Gone away, but where?
I could ask you that. Did he show any signs the night before?
He went to bed as usual.
Drunk, you mean?
Elevated in the spirit, Grandmaster?
You'll notice nothing out of the ordinary, are you sure?
Certain. It's completely out of character. He never leaves his residence unless he has to, for official duties.
Go back to the Hafiz's palace. See if he has returned. Send word. My men will be with you shortly. Go now.
Right, yes. Of course, I simply...
What do you intend to do, Grandmaster?
Find him. He is necessary for our purpose. I have an army. They will find him.
This city has been growing and changing for 5,000 years, Grandmaster. There is a whole other city underground. Does your army even know about that?
Nevertheless, we must have him. It is written in the scrolls. The successor of the teacher must be present.
You know I am true to you, Grandmaster.
Yes, Evan. I do.
An army will do you no good. To catch a rabbit in a warren, you need a ferret. There is such a man I know who could find the Hafiz.
Who?
He knows every street, every alley, every cellar and every attic. And he knows the underworld, too.
Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture. And we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry.
We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shortly after dawn, a bell rings. It's early, but early and late have no meaning here. We leave our rooms. We shuffle along the corridors of our home, as we have done for 1,000 days and more, as we will do. There's no time in this place. No future. Only...
Line up for breakfast. No pushing. Wait your turn.
It's the same as yesterday.
And as the day before. It's always the same. Better not to complain. Thank you, cook.
Move along. Come on. Keep moving.
What is this? This is slop. For slaves.
I demand better.
Food fit for a sultan.
Gregor. Hello, friend. Sit.
You don't need to eat that stuff, Commander Gregor. I brought you something from the guardroom. Something more fitting. And you keep your hands off it, you old bastard. And you, Sarp. I've got my eyes on you.
Thank you, Olaf.
My pleasure. We're in the same business, really, you and me. We've got to stick together, eh? Anything you want, apart from walking out the door, which none of us can do, then you've only got to ask.
Thank you, Olaf.
Simply ask. You can rely on me. And I hope I can rely on you.
Thank you, Olaf. Yes.
I need to take any kindness I can get. I'm a prisoner. I often wondered what it was like, and now I know. I have to stop fighting, accept things as they are, get through, stay alive, because...
He collects souls.
What?
He steals souls. I'll show you.
Show him what, old man?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. You must see it with your own eyes. You will see.
Is that what I've become? Another lunatic babbling on about souls?
Come on.
Once I was master of the cellars of the Palace of Tumenbay.
This way.
And now, I'm following a blind man into the cellars of a madhouse.
I don't like this.
Do I even know what I'm doing?
Trust me. We are in Olive's realm.
What's that smell?
You know it, don't you, Gregor?
Death.
Olaf must have been at his games recently, eh? Look, what do you see?
Nothing. It's pitch black.
Wait. There's a window, and the moons will be in line soon. Light will come through.
Oh, my God!
Now you see. Go look closer.
Oh, little figures of glass. So beautiful. So many.
He's created a theater of death. He burns them in the furnace and uses their ashes in the glass. Their souls trapped in glass forever.
There's no such thing as a soul.
Look and see as I cannot.
So everyone is mad here, including the guards. I'm in the house of the dead and will die here unless I can find my way out of this labyrinth.
There was a wrestler, a fine man.
This one here.
He once defeated the Sultan's champion and a princess, the Princess Garmala.
This one?
She used to read to me. Such a kind young woman. A princess in the harem before Sultan Al-Ghuri. I think the first wife was jealous and had her sent here. Oh, what are you doing? You mustn't touch it, my friend.
Please, Commander. Olaf would...
It's all right.
No. If he even knew we were down here, he would...
Relax. Garmala, you say?
Isn't she exquisite?
This world is not as you know it, Gregor. If you are to save Dumambe, you must understand that.
What did you say?
I said nothing. We must go.
As you can see, Pilar Effendi, time has not been kind to the palace.
Or the city, Cuddly Effendi.
Which is why we're calling on the greatest banker in Tumenbe. The Sultana awaits with impatience. You are the only man.
Pilar Effendi.
And to you, Magrub, my friend. I didn't know you were going to be here. You are seeing the Sultana?
About a loan to the Empire. You too.
We should be getting on, if you will excuse us. Come.
Well, good to see you, my group.
And you. You do well to stay clear of this business. Come in with me. I take care of my friends.
And your enemies?
What enemies? I don't see any alive. Do you? Take care.
Come.
I'm not happy to see that man here. Frankly, his reputation is not good.
He said very much the same thing about you. Me, I am your friend, Pilar. The Sultana insisted we see him as well since he was here. But all my support is behind you.
You know, I have a feeling that's what you say to all the bankers.
Shall we go in?
But let me ask you this, Sultana Manel, if I may. How are you going to pay this back? What surety are you offering? The city has been plundered under occupation, first by Maya, then by the Balarak.
The Balarak are not occupying the city, Effendi. They are here at the invitation of the Sultana as advisors and are soon to depart. Is that not correct, Majesty?
With respect, Majesty, I am a practical man. I deal in coin. Hard facts. I would not be here discussing these matters if I did not know your vizier, Kadali.
Oh, please, Effendi, there's no need.
No, this man is a shrewd man. He has a reputation.
Thank you.
And he will tell you, Majesty.
Will you please look at me when you talk to her, us?
That only a fool lends gold without surety.
And if I may, Majesty...
No, that's not true. We can easily...
Vizier, please say what you have to say.
Honored Effendi, you see, we don't need your gold.
What? What are you saying? We have to rebuild this entire...
Time, mistress.
Time is not a luxury you possess, Kadali. Remember that your time is in my gift.
Go on, Vizier.
What we need, Pilar Effendi, is a credit line. A backer. You lend us the gold, but keep it in your vaults. and we use it to secure secondary loans.
And gold. We need gold. People trust gold. They can taste gold.
We can thus rebuild the city and its institutions. And above all, we will raise confidence. And upon confidence, we can grow the economy. With what I am proposing, your gold is protected. We use this gold to raise more gold. The city grows, taxes flow, trade agreements are arranged, and the Ballarac will be on their way.
We may be able to do something. We feel a loyalty to Tuman Bay. It has been our home. Give me some time.
How much time?
Not long, madam. You must remember, though, the greater the risk to us, the greater the cost to you.
Cost is nothing. We will create a great event. Visitors will come from across the empire. It will resound to our glory. Together, we will make Tuman Bay great once again.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
We thank you for your time and attention, Effendi. Anything we can do, please call on us.
There is one thing. I noticed our friend the banker MacGroob as we arrived. Well, you have the right to, as we say, shop around. Not that I would... Well, MacGroob, the man's methods are questionable. His practice is close to criminal, as I say no more.
We understand. Let me see you out, Effendi.
Wow. What do you think?
Cost is nothing. Cost is everything. We have no gold now, even though you seem happy to spend it on entertainers and parties and expensive perfumes.
So young and so inexperienced, my sweet. The people of Tuman Bay need to be amused. If they have time to think, then what will they think about? Why should they be obedient to an authority that shows neither power, nor wealth, nor confidence, nor style? That's what they want. A ruler who makes them feel they are the greatest people in the world.
And the Ballarac? The greatest knights in the world?
Grass in the wind. They'll be taken care of. Trust your mother.
I look forward to receiving your proposal, Pilar Effendi. Mm. When might we expect it?
She's a problem.
I'm sorry?
The woman, Fatima, the so-called Queen Mother. She spends too much.
Rebuilding a city is an expensive endeavor.
I'm not talking about that. It's fine to borrow, to make more, to build, to grow. But I hear through my people, well, let's just say your mistress has expensive taste. We will never see our gold back if we lend it to her.
I don't want to be divisive, but there is another offer.
MacGroob again.
Think about it. Make your decision. Now, is there anything else I can arrange for you?
No, thank you. We're going to the Great Court. Well, that's what it used to be. Now it's the Grand Master's Court, I believe.
It would appear he has a great concern for justice.
And for taking things over, it seems.
I was deeply sorry to hear about your father, Cisco Pilar.
It was a brutal crime. Mm. To be murdered by his own wife in the bridal bed, of all places, and on their wedding night. She was his 10th wife, you know. He had reached the limit allowed by the Mesh, too.
Such a loss.
He was an old man. This girl should have served his needs until... Well, the world is sometimes a terrible place.
Indeed. But she will face justice now.
She will. Good Ali.
Effendi Pilar. Until the next time.
I've brought food for prisoner 89.
Ah, you again.
What you got for me, boy?
Here, this is me.
Down the passage?
I know where to go. Take,
No. They moved her. Going to court today. She is in the holding cell.
Look, everybody, we have to shut the gate.
Matilla!
It's today.
I've brought you an apple, some bread. You need to eat, you have to be strong.
Did you hear what I said? It's today.
I know. I know. It's gonna be all right.
No, it's not. I'm going to be hanged, Frog.
No, I'm gonna talk to someone.
Don't you see? They call it the Grandmaster's Court because he's blind. And justice is blind. Your dream was right. The blind man will kill me.
It shouldn't be you. I put the cord around that bastard's throat. I killed him. I should be here, not you. I should tell them.
No. I can do this if I know you live. But if we both die, then there's nothing. No one to go to Serene and find my little brother and nurse.
I managed to get some money. We could get a lawyer.
Don't be a fool, Frog. I killed my husband, a rich man. There's only one way this can end.
I have to do something. What can I do?
You can hold my hand. Just hold my hand.
Drawing board on the table.
Bring the drawing board.
Chalks, easels.
Pastor, I know what I'm doing. Trunk over here. Go and get the other things.
Yes. We're going to need to stretch the canvas. This is going to be on the grand scale.
No one has actually talked about payment yet. We need to get that sorted before you do any work, Master. They've promised a lot, but so far, nothing.
I'm an artist, not some tradesman.
Even so, we'll need to eat, and there are other expenses. Wine may not be so easy to get here.
No. Ah, you must be the artists.
And who are you?
The apprentice.
I don't need any apprentices.
But I wish to study under...
Be off with you, girl. Master Piero has no need of another helper.
I would be polite and humble.
And I am not.
You do seem, Signor, a little... loud.
I will loudly box your ears if you don't leave at once.
But this is my palace. What? I am Manel, the Sultana. I do hope your needs have been seen to.
Oh, forgive me, Majesty. I had no idea. You don't take after your mother. I didn't recognize...
Don't move. Sorry. Please, don't move, Majesty. The light is perfect.
She's not my mother. She was the mother of my late husband, Prince Herod.
Wonderful. Such a fine face. Look at me for a moment, Majesty, and history will gaze on you forever.
He's sketching you. The light is very good here. Big windows.
So, does this mean you're not going to box my ears?
No, Your Majesty's ears are quite safe. And I hope I am forgiven.
I shall consider the matter.
Thank you, Majesty. I have heard that the old Sultan Al-Ghuri was also a great artist in his way.
Mm.
Even in our country, he's renowned for his perfumes. Does anything remain of his laboratory?
I don't know. I could ask the physician. They used to spend hours together, Theros and Al-Ghuri. They were almost friends, except... well, a sultan can have no friends.
Ah, I hope that's not true.
Yes, I will see if the laboratory... perhaps we could... if I decide not to cut off your head.
I hope not. I am very attached to it.
I must go.
You will sit for me again. I will make a great work.
Goodbye, Your Majesty.
Your name? I don't know your name.
My name is Angel.
Thank you, Angel.
What?
Well, what was all that about?
You. Well, come now.
Good time. I told them not to come anymore.
Not your normal scruff. This is a man of stature. This is your chance to save yourself, girl. Go in, go in.
Sit down. This is my son, Farouk Pilar. You deprived him of his grandfather. Let me look at you. Lift your head. Look into my eyes. You're very young. So, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry for your father's death. I wish it hadn't happened. That night, your father was going to kill me.
You were disobedient. You were not a proper wife.
He killed his other wives. He told me what he did to them.
Well, they were disobedient too.
It's true. He did have a weakness, my father. And I understand that for a young girl, this would have been a difficult experience.
Yes.
So, we find ourselves in this situation. Something no one would envy.
Father, if I may say...
No, Farouk, you may not.
My father, the merchant Bavand, did you not have him killed by your father's men? Isn't that a life for a life?
That is a very interesting thought. In another life, perhaps you should have been a banker, like me. It may offer us a way forward, because we have a choice here in what happens to you. In the end, I'm sure my father was fond of you. You seem a sincere young woman. And what is the use of carrying hatred? We must weigh up the facts of the case with compassion.
Thank you, Effendi.
Thank you for seeing us. Come, Farouk.
Thank you for coming, Effendi.
Warden!
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites!
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was booted!
Much of the joy you will find on the road comes from the person you share it with.
So you write the books, Gene, and Vlastar on the business. I understand now. It's a wise man marries a wiser woman.
But be careful and choose your travel partner well, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
Get down!
I'm not stupid, Jean. Something is going on, and it's high time you tell me the truth.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Jean, run!
So travel before it's too late. Your money will return, your time won't, and we're all too quickly approaching that final destination.
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Commander, we have been looking for you everywhere. Sergeant, here he is. I found him for you.
Commander Gregor, we have been ordered to escort you back to Tumen Bay.
What? Why?
Those are our orders. We will leave once the moons are up. You will accompany us.
Whose order is this? Tell me, what is going to happen to me?
The Grand Master wishes to see you. That is all you need to know. Be ready.
I have some refreshments in my private rooms, Commander, to prepare you for the journey. I would be honored if you would... The inmates are going wild. Nothing like this has ever happened before. I fear it's given them hope. As if they didn't have enough delusions already. They'll quieten down when they don't get any supper. Come, my friend.
Gregor? Hey, Gregor, wait. Wait. Is it true?
Is what true?
If you go... he'll kill me, like the others. I think I am next on his list.
I can't help you, Mehmet. If I'm going, come. I'm going. Actually, I'm glad to have caught you before you go. Because... well, you may have seen things here that... I mean, I'm sure you understand. We are responsible for keeping the palace safe, and we are only doing what is necessary. Our jobs. Please sit, if you wish. Thank you. Spirits are obviously forbidden to the inmates, but, well, a bowl of arak? I have a friend amongst those who supply us. I needed that. This place can get you down. You need a hobby. Something to take your mind away from all this. Now, Commander. I have been thinking.
Yes?
You and I are really colleagues now, aren't we? In the same way of business. Security and safety, huh? I hope you won't forget me when you return to the city.
How could I?
Perhaps if you need an assistant?
I've heard about you. Asked a few people. You were quite something. Spymaster to Sultan Al-Ghuri. You were something once, and well, maybe if you, when you, need someone who will be loyal. Nothing I wouldn't do, Commander, to get out of this dump. I could help you. What is it?
The glass figurine on the shelf.
Oh, that. I see you are a man of taste, Commander Gregor. Let me show you. I make these glass figurines. It's my hobby here. My escape, if you will.
May I?
Well, if you... All right, but be careful. They are so very... exquisite, isn't it? Perhaps I will make one of you one day.
Perhaps. But unlikely.
Careful, it's...
Come here. I want to show you something.
Right, yes, but perhaps you should put that back first. It's so very...
Huh? No! Idiot! What have you... I am sorry. I didn't mean to sound. It's just...
Closer.
What? Sir, what in the name of seven devils?
I thought you might need some help, Commander. I'm here to help.
Good, come in.
Oh, what have you done?
Only what everyone in this building wanted to do. Help me lift him. And we need a room with a window.
Yes, 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 I know just the place.
Come on!
Next case number?
Ah.
Clerk?
743, Effendi Judge. Oh.
Bring her in, 743.
The court must be silent so the accused may be heard. Matilda, wife of Cisco Pilar. You are accused of murder.
No, it's no... I mean, it wasn't murder.
I see the accused has supplied a confession.
No.
Yes.
I never did that.
What? I have it here. She said, I neglected my duties as a wife. I was disobedient and planned to murder...
No, you don't understand.
Silence. You designed to murder your husband and master and carried out your plan without mercy. These are the facts you have confessed to.
He was going to kill her. He's a monster. He was a devil.
No, Frogner, you shouldn't be here.
The court has heard your words. Now be silent.
I won't be silent. It's not fair. They're liars.
Be silent, young...
He was a monster. He deserved it.
Arrest that boy.
Guard, arrest that boy. Come on, arrest him. You two, get answer him.
Silence, silence. I will empty this court.
It seems he got away, Effendi Judge.
Very well. I will now proceed to sentencing. The court finds you, Matilda, daughter of Melisifer Makbul Sharmasi Bavand, guilty of the murder of your husband, Cisco Pilar, a merchant of this city and a man of the highest standing. There can be no mitigating circumstances when a wife murders her husband and master in the bed that she shared with him. Is a member of the Pilar family present?
I am.
Effendi Judge, I am his son, Maldiv Pilar.
Ah, Effendi. Ah.
This is my son, Farouk.
Ah, absolute pleasure, Effendi.
Young man, you have been cruelly deprived of the head of your family. A loving father and grandfather. According to the law of Tuman Bay, the choice rests with you. You may forgive the prisoner, you may ask for compensation, or demand a life for a life. Have you come to a decision?
We have, Effendi.
And what is your choice?
Please, 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 please.
We choose death.
lying will not help you now, my dear. You should have thought about your crimes before you committed them. Take her away.
Come on. 773 next.
Let me take the weight here. I've got him.
Here. Yeah, it's the highest tower in the palace.
That I can believe. Get him over to the window.
You're going to tip him out?
It'll seem like he fell and broke his neck.
Ah.
Arrak. He'll think he was drinking in secret, and the blame will be on him. Get him up. Come on! Come on!
Wait.
What now?
His keys. They're missing. He never went anywhere without them. Clipped them to his belt.
I know where they are. Wait here.
I'm sorry. It's been so long.
God, help us.
Fresh body. I couldn't...
What do we do now?
It's all right, really.
No, it's not all right.
I can deal with the body. No one will ever know. He'll just vanish. They'll think he went back to the city.
This could end badly for you, Sarp.
No. This is what I am, Gregor.
All right. I'll leave you to your ways. If you do two things for me.
Anything.
Look after the old man. And break every one of those damned glass statues.
You can trust me.
Goodbye, Sarp.
Goodbye, Commander.
Are you ready, Commander?
I'm ready. Take me to Tuman Bay.
Season 4, Episode 2 of Tuman Bay, Glass Souls, featuring Rufus Wright, Aisha Hart, Anton Lesser, and Kirsty Bushell, was written by Mike Walker, with music by Sasha Putnam, and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tuman Bay is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, and created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and a full cast list, visit tumanbay.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.